even the rabbits are fed a pea clap, and they've told me.
No, I'm just concentrating on my life. How good it is. Hello everybody and welcome to the Feathers and Florence vlog. We are here on a beautiful autumnal day in the studio. I went a bit loud there, I apologise. Are you okay?
Yeah.
How was your day?
Good.
Good, excellent. We are in between appointments here. We thought we'd record a very quick vlog.
Instead of eating.
we're here. We're going to record a vlog because we've been a bit lax in it. See the previous vlog for details about that. But we're here in the studio. And this week's vlog is all about, what's the title? 3 airline dresses that you must try on at your next bridal appointment. And we love an airline.
Oh, really? Well, I didn't think you loved an airline.
Collectively, we love an airline.
Oh, yeah, we love an airline. But I thought you were, like, not an airline fan.
I don't give away what I like and don't like.
No, you do, though.
Do I?
No, you don't. This is me, Gordon. What do you like?
ignore that discretion from that deviation from the topic. But this is a video all about 3 airline dresses that you must try on at your next bridal appointment. And Melissa is going to guide us through it. Then, as she stifles a yawn. So, are we going to go straight in, aren't we?
We are.
What's the first dress that brides must try on?
So the first dress on the screen right now is the Darcy dress. This dress is just beautiful. It has a satin feel to it. It has a very classic airline cut, but it actually has hidden corsetry in the bodice, which cinches you in perfectly at the waist before it just floats so beautifully to the floor. So it has this draping across the bodice, which is really, really feminine, and contrasts with the neckline. It is a strapless dress, but don't let that put you off, because if you need straps, we can get creative and dream something up for straps for you. And it has beautiful bridal buttons at the back. And if you loved it, you're going to love it even more when I tell you that there's pockets.
Hey, we love pockets.
There's pockets, and there's also a hidden high leg slit, which is just elegant and sexy.
Very much.
Mm-hmm. So that's the first one. And now the second dress I'm going to show you is from the same designer.
Yes.
Totally different feel, though. This is the coral dress. So the coral dress is a little bit more lightweight than the Darcy because it is polka dot tulle.
Mm.
It's so pretty. It's so elegant. And this isn't strapless, but it has a barely there strap because the polka dot tulle at the top, it frames the neckline really beautifully, but it isn't a heavy strap.
Yeah.
It's still really feminine. And then the bodice is, it features this gorgeous beading detail.
That floral beading.
It is floral, and it's just so nice. It reminds me, so it's like, it's inspired by like Spanish beading. Yeah. It's really, really beautiful. Really just elegant detail.
Yeah, it's very
pretty. I love it. And then the back is a V-back, again, barely there. And you can just see the spotty tulle. It's so beautiful. So beautiful.
2 by Stephanie Allen.
Yep. Our next dress is the Astor dress. This is, I would say, a very classic feel with a contemporary twist.
Yeah, give
you that. The contemporary twist is the embossed botanical detail on the fabric. It's absolutely gorgeous. It feels so luxe. It's such a heavy but lightweight material at the same time. It has a scoop neckline, but also features a plunge. Mm. So it's scoop, really elegant, very feminine. And then the plunge is contemporary again, very modern, and not too conservative. If you didn't want the plunge, you could close out. That's absolutely fine. And again, the back is a scoop back, and then it has this incredible statement bow.
I was going to say, don't forget about the bow.
The bow is amazing. And again, if you absolutely love this dress, has pockets as well.
It's got everything.
It does.
It's got everything.
And this dress as well has a leg slit. It is central rather than to the side. The Darcy had the side leg split. This is central leg split. Really incredible.
I love the pattern detail on Asta.
Yeah, it's nice,
yeah,
isn't it?
Really like it.
It's just so, it's so subtle, but it's really, I don't know, it's one of those dresses that I think people would be like, oh my gosh, because with a kind of minimalist feel to it, with like, if you've got a dress with no detail on it at all, and it's very classic, this has the same feel, but with like that wow factor detail without being like glitz, glamour, glitter everywhere.
Love it. Great. Yeah.
Happy?
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. They're incredible dresses. Mm-hmm. Incredible. So we'd like to know which is your favourite as well.
Yeah.
We'd really like to know.
Yeah. I'd like to know Liam's favourite.
Well, I would never say. I'd never say. So... they're all beautiful, equally so, and they're very, very just flattering dresses.
They are.
Very flattering dresses. So that's three A-line dresses that you must try at your next bridal appointment. We love them. What else we got coming up in the next few
so
weeks?
So much.
We've got, by the way, if you'd like to try them on at our studio, we're going to put a link below so you can message us. Mm-hmm. And ask us about availability. What have we got coming up? We've got loads coming up, haven't we?
So much. So we're pretty much party animals for the next month.
Yeah, we've got lots of award ceremonies. We've been very kindly nominated. Well, when we say we, I've not been nominated at all.
Yeah,
but Melissa's been nominated.
You won the award last year for Best Boyfriend.
I did actually, Best Boyfriend 2022.
Yeah.
I think it was 21, actually.
It was 21. Yeah.
22, I didn't even get nominated. But yeah, we're very swiftly off to the Eva Awards in Blackpool. Last week, we were at the Elevate Awards, mm-hmm. which was very good. We're also going to the Sub-36
networking event,
which is very good. So, We're really thankful for people who've nominated the business and
you. Like, I did not realise I had more supporters than you and my mum. But clearly I do, which is really, really nice.
Yeah.
Especially because it's not my mum. Like, my mum is definitely not nominating me, because when I sent her the Sub-36 magazine to read, my mum was like, what am I reading here? And yes. I was like, Mum, page 33, please. And she was like, oh, I didn't spot you there in your professional gear. I was like, thanks, Mum.
We'll put the links below in this video so you can have a little bit more of a read about what we've been up to in terms of awards and things like that. We're really, really, really happy. We're over the moon, aren't we?
We're over the moon
for such a good year so far. So, hopefully you've enjoyed that video. And we're going to see you here on this channel next week.
More frequently.
Yeah.
Like, promise to do it.
Yeah, we had a bit of a month off, but anyway, there we go. So enjoy. What should people do if they like this content, please, Melissa?
Subscribe, like it, comment on it, book an appointment, tell your neighbour.
Yeah, tell your mum, tell our mums.
Tell our mums. Put kettle on.
Yeah. And sit back and
ring
enjoy.
Ring the bell.
This isn't Superman.
Ding. There's a bell going on outside.
Is there? Okay. There is a little bit. It's good YouTube content, this. No wonder we've got 160 subscribers. It's a shame we've not got less. It's a surprise. Have a good week, everybody. We'll see you here on this channel next week. Bye.